scholar and Vuyo, assist us to get honorable knees. Assembly, let's get honorable knees back into the room. Honorable members, I think because of the request of Honorable Gumed to go and assist in the Intelligence Committee, we need to dispense with the minutes as well as the program urgently so that we are able to release him. Can we then call the committee secretary just to present the second term program quickly that we process it?
They go to page 6. Then I'm not going to go into other activities that are for officials. They are, you know, they are. This is a new template that we have been given at the committee section, and all committees are required to use the same template to do this program. The first part is responsibilities of each member of the team, like myself, Adam, and Goli, and Nandipa. So then we'll go to page six. The highlighted part, it will be our meeting that was mentioned here between the committee and the Electoral Commission on the 19th of August. Presentation by the Electoral Commission on their role and mandate, as well as issues requiring immediate attention. For all the ISCs, this was going to be the same agenda item for their different meetings. Then if we go to page 7, it will be on the 26th of August. And then you'll recall in the last meeting, it was indicated that we need to call the department to brief the committee on the regulation, immigration regulation. So we are calling them on the 26th of August. It is approved here. And then also going to be, there's a suggestion that we will do a walk over to Barack office just to see their operations there. Then we go to page 9, and it's briefing by GTW. I just took the same heading as the one that was meant for the IEC. So we can change it, but I just thought, no, the one that was meant for the IEC, if we can also ask the government printing works just to brief us on their role and mandates and issues that require immediate attention. And then on page 10, briefing by the Auditor General on the audit outcomes of the Department of Home Affairs. The reason we put it there is because the last meeting we are going to receive report on the first quarter expenditure report and performance of the department. So the AG will come and talk about the tax audit. They are not going to be talking about the one that they are going to be tabling on the annual report on September. I spoke to them yesterday. They said, no, they will talk on the tax audit. Then that will be the Auditor General. Then our last meeting, which is on the 16th of September, it will be on the first quarter expenditure and performance report of the department in preparation of our BRRR. So that's for the second test.
There we are, honorable members. Except that possibilities that the briefing by the GPW it may be a very short briefing. I'm not sure whether we shouldn't do also cover couple with a visit to their workshop that's close by, if it is open. The government can do work. If it is open, if it's not, and then it's fine. And that's just what the one thing that I just wanted to talk to. Any comments?
If no comments, yes, then okay.
JPW, which is at Plain Street, they have closed. There's only one staff member there. So I went there. All the other staff members have been transferred to Home Affairs. I don't know where. So, and then I asked them if there's any other area here in town that way. Okay, they said, the lady who was there, she said, no, there's no other place. Because if people want gazettes, they can go online, they are free. If they want hard copies, they can buy from Pretoria.
Okay. Page 6. The meeting with the Electoral Commission, I think this one is, this meeting has been institutionalized. We don't have any free leeway to actually change it. Can we take it right? Agree? Then page 7, the briefing on the immigration regulations, I'm sure this we agreed in our last meeting to call them. Now they've been fixed on the date of 26. Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Then page 9. And then of course we know that we have not spoken of course to GPW together with the IEC, which are the only two entities. So we're getting a briefing from GPW. And then on the 2nd of September. Agreed?
Agreed.
And then then it is page 10. Briefing by the Auditor General. I think this is capacity building in terms of knowing the state of the department and its finances and performance, which is very necessary. We agreed on the 9th of September. It is done. Agreed. Yes. Okay. Then agreed. Then the page 11. Then we don't have a lot of freedom here to receive the first quarter expenditure report. I think it is a must, this one. On the 16th of September. Are we agreeing?
Mm-hmm.
Then anybody who moves for the acceptance or adoption of this program?
Yes.
And press the button and press the stage.
Again?
Thank you, Chairperson. So move about the program.
Thank you, Instagram. Where are you? You do so?
I second the proposal of adoption of the program. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And then I can guess that there is nobody who has got hard feelings about that. None. Okay, our program then, I'm sure now we have got clarity. How are we going to move when we come back on the 11th? And the next, I think this should also take us now to the minutes. Maras, do not too late. There you are.
This is the minute of the 8th of July, when the budget vote report of the department of the committee was adopted. Then page 1 is attended by members, and then down there is official. Should I just read or?
Yeah, just read and go down.
Okay. Then number 1 is the chairperson opened the meeting and welcomed members. The committee indicated that minutes should reflect apologies in absence. It should indicate that during the meeting, Mr. D.L. Mashile, the chairperson, left the meeting, and Mr. D.M. Gumede proceeded to chair the meeting. As this is adoption of the previous meeting as an acting chair. This minute should be printed on both sides of the paper. Mr. B.A. Nese moved for adoption, and Mr. Ms. T.E. Kenya seconded. The minutes of 1 July was adopted as amended. Then the Director General on the matter arising, the DG has made a commitment during a committee meeting on 1 July that the department was prepared to brief the committee on immigration regulation on a day that was convened to the committee. Deliberation, consideration, and adoption of the budget vote of the portfolio committee on home affairs. The portfolio committee deliberated on the draft budget vote. The committee had long discussion about the presentation by entities on their annual plans and budgets. It was agreed that the committee will organize a workshop where the DA and the entity will clarify their roles. The DHA will be requested to report on a progress on the establishment of the BMA, Border Management Agency. The committee made inputs on the section of the budget vote report that deals with committee observation and recommendation. Then the EFF member indicated that the EFF, there it says did not, then the chairperson has made some changes, and I think Nandipa, when she was changing, she will not, not did not, will not, that will change and adopt the minutes with that amendment, will not support the budget vote. Mr. Hussein moved for the adoption of the report, and he was seconded by Ms. T. Kenye. In the previous minute, there is a subheading on resolution. I think it should be included here, because in the above paragraph, there are statements that this one. Oh, okay. I should just take it out. Okay.
Okay, I think that on the copies we are having, there are only two corrections. That is the replacement of, I think, the last paragraph. Of course, it's after recommendation, before the word, the EFF, there are two dots. One dot must disappear. And then, just following on that one, is the replace deep with will. Because the minute must reflect what happened on the day of the meeting. And then that last paragraph in the previous minute, that kind some of the instructions that we have given. We must take it out. And otherwise, the meeting has presented as the minute without those two corrections, and three corrections. Stop. Honorable members, and then is there anything that not right with the news? If there's anything, can you raise hand?
Except Mrs.
Oh, you need MRS.
Yes.
MRS. Okay. I think we'll do as you request. And
Chair, yes, I just want to check the paragraph that we are sorting out. Is that the EFF member indicated that the EFF will not support the budget vote report? Okay.
That's the one change. Other than that, is there any other thing again? None. Anybody moving for the adoption of the minutes then? Raput?
I'm moving for the adoption of the minutes dated 8 July 2014.
Thank you very much. Anybody second? Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
when we are done with this, can we then please Honorable Gumede to run to the Intelligence Committee?
We're done.
Thank you
very much. And then, what else are we left with? Is there lunch here? Where are we going to have lunch?
And 1 o'clock, we don't provide lunch. So if it has gone over lunch, then that there will be lunch.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you work the program strategically?
No. Firstly, it was very strategical that it finishes at half past three, but because of the setting, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are we left with now? Is this waiting for Mr. Frawley? Anxiously waiting for him. Can you check whether it's not available now? Because you may find that he's finished with a meeting somewhere else, just waiting for the time he promised to come here. And then he can come, I mean, 10 minutes, 15 minutes before, and then it should not be a problem. Honorable members, I think we'll just hold on again for the next 10 minutes or so, but waiting for Mr. Frawley. If he pops in, then we continue. He takes us on, and then we finish. Otherwise, we expect him at half past 12, actually.
And then he'll send it to you and email it to you.
Okay.
But that's the one
and
last
then
thing.
I can.
Then that's the last thing. The minutes in the program he has to send to you. That's
okay.
Two
I don't have to go into the minutes. It's just basically that
yeah.
It was that they were adopted and seconded by someone. Tell me, this Mr. Frolic, is he a visitor? Because I'm supposed
to. No, he's the house.
I think Nandi told me, but I've forgotten now.
Shepherd. The house chairperson.
Oh, the house chairperson.
He's the parliamentary official, yeah. There's an office in the secretary's office.
Okay.
So
did you put
the
minutes on here as well?
Hmm?
I don't need the minutes. Yeah.
No. Some PMG do keep records of minutes.
Did you put that on as well? The minutes?
No, I didn't. I just got to send you two things. He's got to amend those minutes.
Oh,
as the members have indicated, and as well the program has to be amended before he can give it to you.
No longer.
Thank you.